stuff, if that's okay. Mm-hmm. So, who are you? What are you
doing? Okay, I'm Charlotte, and I'm Moth.
Amazing, and you're wearing these amazing hats today. Will you tell me about them?
Well, these hats are just to be as eye-catching as possible, and we made them a Lush this morning, completely with our own steam. Do you need to know why we're here?
Yeah, tell us about that.
Okay, yeah, we're here because of the completely abominable plan of our current government to try and put these sneaky backdoor amendments into the Hunting Act, which would effectively leave massive loopholes for hunters to get away with what they're already doing, which is hunting illegally. So it's really important that, because all the background work that's been done, there's been lots and lots of lobbying of MPs, lots of petitions. The hunt saboteurs themselves go out in the fields and stop hunting and monitor it and get lots of evidence out there. So there's been a big drive towards this point.
Yeah.
But we're really happy, sort of, to hear that the government have had to act rather defensively. So tomorrow, we've heard they've cancelled.
Yeah, I think that's confirmed. Yeah. That it's not going ahead tomorrow.
Which, I mean, it's a good thing in a way, because it means that Cameron and his lot are acting in a defensive manner. So, you know, they've been forced into not doing things the way they wanted. But it's a bad thing, because if they do put through this law that the SNP can't be voting on English policy, then they're going to push their way in regardless of it. But over 80% of all citizens, including the rural dwellers, are against fox hunting anyway. So
really,
he's just completely.
Where does that poll come from?
That's an IPSOS, isn't it? Ipsos poll,
yeah.
From December 2014. So if you Google it, you'll get that, and it'll give you a quick PDF, and it'll show you. And it was over 80% against fox hunting. I think over 90% were against badger baiting and badger culling, that sort of thing. So it's quite a good round.
That's great. And you mentioned you started at Lush this morning. Is this like a Lush initiative that happened?
Yeah, no, Lush have joined. Sorry.
It was organised by the League Against Cruel Sports, and Lush did an initiative because they wanted us to wear the hats and have a little protest in the road, which was really good to get some media attention. But it's the League Against Cruel Sports and Team Fox with Brian May and the Hunt Saboteurs that are the main initiative for today.
That's amazing. I've got absolutely loads there. Thanks very much.